Hi, everybody. I want to talk to you about the difference between the way you operate every day in terms of the race that you're on and that it should be more of a rhythm. Because after seeing my clients whiz by and crash into walls and fall and crack their ribs, which really, truly has just happened to one of my friends, I figure it's time to talk about it. I just want to say that you really do need to stay alive. You need to know how to literally stop running that stupid race that you're running. I'm going to tell you the difference your life could be if you turned race into rhythm. So just listen. When you're out of breath because you need to get in the door or finish a script or be the first in line, battle the traffic, finish a project, lose 40 pounds by tomorrow, rush to not miss anything, you're in a state of race. You're myopic. You can't see anything. You can only see with blinders on. And it's selfish. And you're missing the beautiful things around you. If you start to think of your path in terms of rhythm, you can breathe in the joy and the beauty around you. And inside you, well, you're going to the same place you would be going if you were racing. And I'm so serious about this. I mean, I'm watching people around me hurry up, hurry up, hurry up, and it's not pretty. I don't know if you know who David Brenner was. He's a comic from my generation. He passed away this week. I was so sad because I just loved him. He was funny. He really talked about, he was like Seinfeld, only way before Seinfeld. It's really rough being a comic. I talk about never stopping the race. But I went on his website and I clicked on the word travel. I viewed about 50 pictures of David in all parts of the world. Safaris, ships, mountains, beaches. And he looked like he was happy. I mean, the guy lived a hellish life of a comic. I mean, if you know comics, it's just nonstop. It's night. But he saw the world. He saw the world because he understood rhythm. You have to stop acting like every day has a life or death feel to it. I mean, you're young. I don't care how old you are. You are young. If you're hearing this, if you're reading this, you're someone I know or want to know, and you have a beautiful, healthy spirit that has to be reminded about rhythm. I know you're creative. When creative people forget rhythm in their life, they're sunk. It's either rhythm or race. I know how much you want to provide your gifts to the world. I know that there are many stops. I know. But you must enjoy most of the time. You must enjoy most of the time. Because you're going to be exhausted when you get there, and it will never, ever be enough anyway. That is my final speech for rhythm and race.